Wake up, the new Shrek Attack content is out.
Holy fuck, man. It's been, I don't even know how long. Welcome back. I was going to record yesterday and have it up bright and early today, but I kind of went to work. I left my house at 6 in the morning. I didn't get back home until about 10 at night because I called a football game as well, which you can find over on the High Top Sports Network website. So, it's over. The game's over, but the recording is still up. You can check it out if you want to hear me call sports. I did some color. I mostly ran a camera and did live reads. Was a company man for the night. So anyway, let me talk to you. We are going to just honestly just talk. I have no real game plan going into this. I just kind of wanted to get back and see if I could go ahead and record and get an episode out because I began season 2, I don't know, it might have been like 2 months ago at this point. Fuck. And I had to take a break. I focused on my new job, I focused on some mental health. I'm in a better spot now. So, we'll see how this goes, I suppose. I don't plan on being on this too long, it's just, hey, let's get my voice out there, let's warm me up, let's get me thinking. And then we'll see where we go from there. I do have a lot of plans, and that's pretty much what I'm here to do, is to lay those out. And I'm not going to go week to week to week on what I plan on doing, because I have no idea what order I want to put things in. First and foremost, we have football season. Football season is back, so I will be talking about the NFL, maybe a little bit of college football, the video game. Still a thing I'm playing a lot of. Still playing MLB The Show a lot. But there are other games I want to talk about, including Life is Strange. Life is Strange, I got to really get on the ball there because October is next month, and I think we are less than a month away from early access of Double Exposure. And I really wanted to play the entire series again before Double Exposure came out. I've played the newest one recently, and by recently I mean like 2 months ago, True Colors. Really great game, really the best Life is Strange since the original, and I would recommend playing it for sure, but I still want to play the original and Before the Storm, because Max Caulfield is going to be back in the new Life is Strange, so we do have to talk about Life is Strange a lot, because it's an excellent video game, excellent story, excellent characters, and brings all the feels. So we will have probably a lot of Life is Strange content. I gotta talk about Season 3 of Shoresy. The reason I'm not doing that this week, I remember, I told you that would be my next episode, Shoresy. The reason I'm not doing it this week is because I want to rewatch it. I want to take the whole 2 hours it takes at some point and rewatch it, and that way it's fresh in my head. I can say, I know Overrated has come out and said that he thinks that Season 3 is not as good as Season 2 is not as good as Season 1. I think Season 3 is better than Season 2. So we have some differing opinions. I might have just made up a word. I'm not sure. And I will... what else do we have? Let me check my board real quick. It looks like we still have the apocalypse possibilities. I should talk about the apocalypse I believe in if I have not done so yet already. I don't remember what I talked about in Episode 1. It's been so long. Could be talking about, I could just be rehashing, and people who are like going in order that are behind. I know there are some people who are behind catching up on Shrek Attack still, even though they had all the time in the world. They could just be listening to the same episode twice in a row. I apologize if that's the case. I don't think it is though. Now, I also have been watching My Hero Academia again, rewatching it because the new seasons have gathered a lot of hype online, and I need to see what the hype is about because I love anime, and that is a good anime. Speaking of anime, Attack on Titan, I finished that, never got to talk about it, so I will talk about that at some point. as long as any requests that people have, because honestly, I'm a man of the people. I said last night I was a company man. Well, in this podcast, I'm not getting paid by anything, so I'm a man of the people who listen to it. You ask me to talk about something, I will talk about it. You ask me to rate top five something, I will rate top five about it, because I have top fives I need to rate and keep that going. Those are some of my most popular episodes, and I get a lot of engagement outside of comments, because people don't like comments, they like to directly text me, which is fine. If you have my number, if you have my Snapchat, if you have my social media, you can go ahead and just message me on that. I will respond to you and put it, if we want to talk about something on the podcast, I'll talk about something on the podcast. I have a couple guests I want to get on, including Overrated. We have to talk about why Sydney Sweeney is so over and why she should be not over. And yeah, among other stuff. Eventually, the Spotify recap will come out, and we will have to talk about our recaps and our anticipating top five movies of 2025, which will be on his podcast? Spotify is on mine, and top five movies are on his that we are excited for. I have not seen any movies that I have recommended for people off my top five. Yeah, my life has been hectic, but we're figuring it out as I go. I've completely kind of 180'd my lifestyle recently, and I'm not going to go too into detail, but I think we are heading in a good direction. Maybe. We'll find out. I might have other projects on the table. Tabletop tastings, maybe, if you will. I'm not sure where that's going to go, if it's going to go. But I've started playing D&D every Tuesday, which is the nerdiest thing I've done, but it's really fun. And we have discussed the possibility of doing a podcast, because I do podcasts and they think it'd be fun, and we have a lot of differentiating opinions on topics that people would like to talk about, aka food. We'll see if that picks up any steam. If it does, I will let you know where it goes, what it is, when it's posted, where it's posted. We'll see. We'll see what goes on. I'll definitely point you in the right direction. We also... I'm looking away from my mic, so I probably sound like I'm shouting away. I have other guests I want to get on. I'll name them nameless for now, just because I don't know what the game plan is, so I don't want to overhype anyone if it's going to be another year before I can get them on. But, you know, a band, a very creative performer and writer, there are guests in the works to come down the line. And honestly, I have to do my QB tier list soon, but I like to wait a few weeks into it to see if any QBs kind of show who they are differently, or if they've progressed or regressed. I don't like doing the off-season predictions. I like to have a little concrete evidence. And my favorite quarterback of my favorite team is not showing up too well. I don't want that to happen, because coming into the season, I would have told you he's a top five quarterback, but he has not played like that. Makes me sad. Detroit's 1-1. And I may or may not put money down on them to win the Super Bowl. Is there anything else I want to cover? I don't really think so. I mean, it's an election year, but honestly, I just want that to end. There's baseball, but the Pirates suck. I no longer have a mustache, because the Pirates were just too embarrassing for me to keep a mustache. I'm sure I'll grow one again in November that you can all see through the microphone. And there's nothing really else I want to talk about. I just kind of wanted to get an episode out there to kind of encourage myself to continue doing this, because it's kind of like the intro of season one, where I was like, I just need to do it, because if I don't, I'll never do it. I had to sit down and do this, because if I didn't, I would never do it. And now I can go, honestly, probably watch chores, come sit back down, record that episode, get ready for next week. That's the goal. That's the goal, really. And if I don't watch Shorty, I'll come up with something else to talk about next week. I might have to play Life is Strange. I might need to talk about anime or something else that I've been watching or playing. And we'll get going. If there are enough topics to talk about, maybe some top fives, we'll see. Like I said, I'm not going to put out a concrete schedule. We're just going to kind of ride with this. And where it goes, it goes. But hey, if you're listening to this, if you made it this far through me just kind of rambling about nothing, I appreciate it. Follow me on the social medias at The Real B Shrek, not like the ogre, just at The Real B-S-C-H-R-E-C. And Shrek Attack has a Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just go ahead and follow those, and we will... I'll be back next week. I'll be back next week, 100%, for sure. I shouldn't be guaranteeing this stuff, but here we are. Hit the fucking music.
Yeah.
Here we go, back on our bullshit.